السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My beloved respected ulama ikram, beloved elders and brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer and nourisher. Peace and blessings be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, most of us, or I would say all of us, have some knowledge of what's going around in the world currently, and especially in the last plus minus 200 days. Initially there was a lot of talk about what's happening in Gaza, and as time is going along, slowly we find that the talk amongst us is getting lesser. People are continuing with their daily lives. People are forgetting the sufferings that are happening. Initially there were so many different articles coming out of what's happening and the sufferings of the people of Gaza, etc. But my respected elders and friends, as time goes along, the world, normally they say time heals. So people are healing and going about their daily lives. But unfortunately, the problem has not disappeared. The problem is still happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly in the Holy Quran, in 89 places of the Holy Quran, Allah ta'ala addresses us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe, O you who have iman, lovingly, with love Allah ta'ala is addressing us, each and every one of us. We have iman, alhamdulillah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, la tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum, la ya'lunakum khabala. That do not take as a confidant, do not take as someone close to you, min dunikum, those that have no iman, la ya'lunakum khabala, they will leave no stone unturned in causing you harm. Waddu ma anittum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have a strong desire and a strong love to cause you harm. Qad badatil baghdau min afwahihim. That hatred has already come out from their mouths. Wa ma tukhfi suduruhum akbar. And what they have in their heart is even worse. Allah Ta'ala is telling us this. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we are explaining these verses to you so that you may take heed, that people of intelligence can understand what I am saying. هَا أَنْتُمْ أُولَاءِ تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the people, you love them, but they love you not. هَا أَنْتُمْ أُولَاءِ تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ. You are the one upon the whom the Qur'an was revealed to. You believe in the book. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet you, they say, peace, we are with you. We have nothing against the Muslims. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا. And when they go back to themselves, عَدُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. Qur'an says they bite their fingernails because of hatred for you. Now, my respected elders and friends, when this thing first came out when whatever is happening in Gaza from the 7th of October, at that time there was a strong call for a boycott, that we need to boycott certain stores. We need to boycott supporting them and giving them funds. We need to support, boycott this store and that store. And as time is going along, then slowly, slowly we are forgetting that firm resolution that we had taken that we will not support these people. But alhamdulillah, boycott is there in its place. But you get two types of boycott. You get a financial boycott and you get a physical boycott. So mashallah, financially, many people are still boycotting. How many people have brought into their lives a physical boycott? Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wala yuhibbunakum. They do not love you, but you love them. You love their ways, you love their style, you love their dressing, you love their movies, you love their coffee, you love their sports, you love their soccer. My respected elders and friends, alhamdulillah, we all have become political analysts. So when we sit around the table at a function, then all of us, mashallah, have ideas of how to sort the problem out. But the first idea needs to come from within ourselves, from within our hearts. What change am I bringing in my life to make a difference? Where is the change in my life? Ramadan came and Ramadan went. What change was there? In Ramadan, even those, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us that iman that we feel bad for what's happening. But that's all it is. It's only a bad feeling. There's been no change. So those who are missing Taraweeh, they're still missing Taraweeh. Those that had their appointments to play the paddle, they still played the paddle. Those that wanted to have their brides, they still had their brides. So life continued as normal. There's been no change in us becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not picking on anybody specific. It's general. Alhamdulillah, there would be some that after Ramadan they have come closer. Maybe some weren't reading Quran, they're reading Quran. Some people are still keeping the Shawwal fast, etc. So I'm giving a general talk. But there's no change within ourselves. We still want the latest gadgets. We still want the best car. We still want the best house. Nothing wrong in that, mashallah. But we want to copy their ways. Islam is not here to copy the ways of the kuffar. We have to set our own ways. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina Munawwara, and there was a discussion of how do we get people to come for salah? How do we notify people to come for salah? So then different ideas were put forward. And some ideas were that the Jews ring a bell, or the Christians ring a bell, the Jews light a fire and burn a fire. But Islam did not come to follow the ways of these people. And eventually we have our own way, and that is the way of Adhan. So my respected elders and friends, as Muslims, we supposed to be setting the road and setting the path. But unfortunately, we have become followers of the West and we want to follow their ways and their styles into our lives. So my respected elders and friends, currently what is happening, you know, today people say, what the Arabs are doing? What are the Arabs doing? My respected elders and friends, do not look to the Arabs. Don't look to insan for assistance. Look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance. Never ever in the history of Islam has numbers made a difference to the war or to the victory of the Muslims. We heard probably whoever was here gave a bayan, maybe not this Ramadan, previously on the Battle of Badr. We heard about the Battle of Uhud. We heard about the Battle of Khandaq. We heard about the Battle of Hunain. Show me which of these battles the Muslims were more in number. We do not worry about numbers. We worry about the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the history of Islam, if you take the Battle of Badr, 313, we know the number, against, poorly equipped, against 1,000. In the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, 700 against 3,000. In the Battle of Khandaq, 3,000 Muslims against 10,000. In the Battle of Khaybar, 1,600 against 14,000. Muslims were victorious in all these battles. In the battle of Muta, Allahu Akbar, 3,000 Muslims against 100,000 kuffar. In the battle of Hunain, 12,000 Muslims against 20,000 kuffar. In the battle of Yarmouk, 40,000 Muslims against 240,000 kuffar. Muslims won. So my respected elders and friends, I can carry on giving you numbers. But Quran is very, very clear. Quran says, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنِ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. We want everybody to come onto our side. My respected elders and friends, we need firstly to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make a difference. We can't go fight there. We can't half the time send aid there. Borders are closed. What can we send? We send du'as. We make du'a for these people. My respected elders and friends, do we know the value of Palestine? Many of us just know Palestine, mashallah, Palestine, it's our haram. We need to take it back. How many of us have even read up on the virtue of Palestine? Do you know the hadith says there is not even a shibr? A shibr is a handspan. That either an angel or a Nabi of Allah has not stood on that land. Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa, if we have to enumerate the blessings of Masjid al-Aqsa, then we will need a few bayans and a few jumu'ahs, not one or two. That is Masjid al-Aqsa. Just to give you one virtue of Masjid al-Aqsa, it is Sakanul Anbiya. Majority of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam came to Masjid al-Aqsa. So we find it was the dwelling and the place of majority of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left his father, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Where did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam go to? He went to Makkah Mukarrama and he went to Palestine. Nabi of Allah, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, after he was saved from his people that were involved in homosexuality and he left the town and he had to take his people and go, where did they go to? They went to Palestine. Nabiullah Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in Palestine, he built his mihrab in Palestine. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa, he was based in Palestine. The ant that spoke to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. That ant that spoke to the fellow ants and said that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's army is coming. Go back into your ant holes because Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his army cannot see you all. He does not know your year and you will be trampled to death. That happened in Palestine, that came to the ears of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the voice of the ant. فَتَبَسَّمَ دَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and he thanked Allah ta'ala for giving him that miracle of listening to the voice of the ant. That happened in Palestine. Nabiullah Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam's mihrab is there in Palestine. Nabiullah Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was there in Palestine. It is Ardul Muqaddasa. We always hear in bayans that over 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world. Majority of them came to Palestine. My respected elders and friends, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was in Palestine at the time when she had to give birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Quran mentions how she had to go out and Allah ta'ala says, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ جُرُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. That shake the tree, that fresh dates will fall down and the water is there, drink the water. Where all these miracles happened? It happened in Palestine. Your salah is increased in reward by 500 times in Palestine. My respected elders and friends, we are just talking about one part of the benefit of Palestine. Many times, I remember when I was a youngster, and we'll come to the masjid sometime on a big night, and you'll see there Palestine, and we'll say, yeah, Palestine. But what about Palestine? Unfortunately today, we're ready to read novels. We're ready to read magazines. We're ready to watch movies. Ready to watch YouTube. And then when it comes to our own places of interest and our own deen, That we're not ready to do. So if somebody has to ask us about what's the blessing of Palestine, why you Muslims are fighting over Palestine, and we have no answer, we can maybe give them two or three reasons and that's it. Is that not an indictment upon us that our own what we're supposed to know, we don't know? And what we don't need to know, mashallah, we know everything. Who was bought for how much, how many goals they scored in their lives, and which team is doing a transfer for them, or whatever. I don't follow soccer too much, alhamdulillah, but we know everything. Where the person, where he was born, how many girlfriends he had, what kind of hairstyle he got, how many goals he scored, how much he got sold for, how many million pounds, and sometimes they say, you picked him up cheap, man. 80 million euros. Bye, do we know what 80 million euros? Do we have 80 million cents in our pockets sometimes? You picked him up cheap, we. Who's we? You don't even know you exist. Your Nabi of Allah knew you was going to exist. He made dua for you. My respected elders and friends, let us come back. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Come back complete into the deen. Let us learn about our religion. We can sit and talk for 1 hour about our soccer, about our cricket, about our pedal game. Sometimes people are sitting in the masjid. You see them playing with their phones. At one stage, people were watching movies. Now he said, guy, what are you doing? He said, I'm checking my pedal booking if I can get a booking at 6 o'clock. That's what we're using the masjid for. And then we say, why the kuffar are beating us? Why the Muslims are suffering? My respected elders and friends, I'm not saying what we're doing we shouldn't do. Alhamdulillah, many people are making dua. Many people are contributing. I'm saying we need to do more. I'm not looking down at what we're doing. What I'm trying to say is, let us get our priorities correct. Now we find, and this is basically, I prepared a few lines on something that's currently happening now, and that is this war happening between Iran or so-called war between Iran and Israel. And everybody is saying, mashallah, what the Muslims are doing, what the Arab countries are doing. Look at Iran. My respected elders and friends, Iran is not fighting for Gaza. The Gaza war started 200 days ago, plus minus. Over 6 months ago, the Gaza war started. Now they sent a few bombs, that too, or a few missiles, that too, 1 week before they told them we're sending it. Who are they trying to lie to? Who are they trying? It's like a person, somebody wrote, I read this somewhere, he says, someone's standing outside your house and throwing bricks at one old lady. Every day throwing bricks. And he's harming that old lady. You standing and looking. And after 200 days, one day he throws a brick at your house and breaks one window. So you come out and slap him. Everybody says, wah, mashallah, look at him, he's taking the old lady's part. He's not taking the old lady's part, he's sorting his own house out. He got his own problem. So Iran bombing Israel got nothing to do with Gaza. They're sorting their own life out. They had their own problems. There was some bomb blast somewhere. So we find many people saying, at least Iran is doing something. Iran is not doing for Gaza. The Palestinians themselves, or the Iranians themselves, said, we're not worried about Palestine. They started off, if you know, in 1979, that they got this Al-Quds Brigade in Iran. Where are they now? How many people, how many Zionist Jews did Iran kill so far? Iran is fighting for Gaza. How many they killed? Show us one. My respected elders and friends, sometimes, you know, we wire it differently. We got our, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, we wire it in a certain way. But because of living in society and listening to all the different types of news, sometimes, you know, by listening to the news too, I know some people, every half an hour or 1 hour, that news they must listen to. Even if it's the same news, but everybody keep quiet, we listen to the news. My respected elders and friends, what difference that's going to make? Switch that phone off. Put that video off. Leave that news one side. How many of us have even sat 5 minutes on the musalla to make dua for them? By sitting with that phone and reading what's happening and seeing the child crying that, you know, my mother and father passed away, seeing that bombed up building and that hospital, how many dead bodies, how is that going to help the people in Gaza? But what would help them is sitting on that musalla and making dua for them. That's what's going to help them. Today is Friday, Alhamdulillah. Between time of Asr and Maghrib, du'as are accepted. Let us make it some effort. Leave work a little bit early, or come to the masjid a little bit early. Come 10 minutes before Maghrib, 15 minutes before Maghrib. Pick our hands up and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's qasam that will reach them. That sitting on watching what's happening and reading what's happening will not reach them. It won't assist them. It won't help them. So my respected elders and friends, time is almost up. And there's so many things that we can say. But let us not lie to ourselves. You know those feel-good messages? You know those feel-good messages? Breaking, Allahu Akbar. Breaking, Allahu Akbar. Iran has sent. MashaAllah, we feel like we won the war now. Never win nothing. And they never harm no one. But unfortunately, that mentality is being created of Shiaism in us, that Iran is doing something. And Iran, this is the way, this is the proper way how the kuffar and the West works. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us about the respect and looking after the parents. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us about the rights of women. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us so many things. We'll leave that one side. One Mother's Day, mashallah. Mashallah, Mother's Day, let us go buy one present for our mother. Women's Day, Valentine's Day. That we want to practice on. But what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, daily look after your parents. So the West has that system where they bring one thing out and they promote it. And we take that to be the be-all and end-all of everything. Whereas Islam has come with a beautiful system and a beautiful way. The problem is, either we don't know about it, or we don't know how to practice upon it. My respected elders and friends, I ask for forgiveness if I have harmed anyone in any way or said anything untoward. But sometimes things need to be said the way they need to be said. Otherwise, we are just bluffing ourselves and going around in circles. So Alhamdulillah, continue with your discussions and political analysis of what's happening in Gaza. But more than that, we need the du'as for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him victory. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.